Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Blaine Bishop joins us every Monday at 4:15 to recap the Titans game. And Blaine, this was a good one, man. I love the game plan again, second week in a row. And I think that's telling us something about this coaching staff, how well organized they are.
Man, I tell you what, Mike or John Robinson, JR, man, he must have magic in the genie bottle, because he's touched lightning there with Mike Vrabel and staff. Being in a first year head coach and dealing with what they had to go through in the first game, and then winning the way they did. Naturally, the players were on the field; they had to execute the game plan. But basically, they've won these last two games with their hands tied behind their back. With all the injuries, and then to go out there and start off 2-0 in a division is pretty impressive thus far to this point. And he's outcoached the other coaches actually in the division. So, man, hats off to John Robinson and the hire, risky hire, and Mike Vrabel and staff getting it done.
So much talk about, what Mariota did coming in as the backup, but I immediately look at what this defense did to the Jags. 4-3 and outs, and Vrabel pointed out the Jags were 35% on third down. What stood out to you about that defensive performance on Sunday?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that defensively they're paying attention to the details, very disciplined, and they're flying around. Will Yard, Casey, I mean, you can go start going down the list, and next thing you know, you're naming the whole defensive roster that's out there playing, and great team effort, team win. What a heck of a performance defensively. You have to, without mentioning Marcus with the defense, but you have to, because he came in there and he beat the Jags with three fingers. That's how I look at it. And his legs. So pretty remarkable. I would put on the level with Marcus almost close as McNair coming off the bench against the Steelers. There and when Neil Donald got knocked out and giving me the wink in the eye, letting us know that he's ready to go and he was going to get it done. So I felt the same way. That's why I thought he shouldn't start, and he didn't. And if he got in the game, then the pressure was off of him. He can just go out there and play freely.
Man, you mentioned the defense and Woodyard, man. I mean, just continues to bring it. In the first series, two tackles and a sack. He ended up with 12. And a sack. But Blaine, from a defensive perspective, just watching Bortles do anything he wanted to against the Patriots, but he was completely uncomfortable at all times against that Titans defense.
Well, they got pressure up the middle, and it seemed like got him off the spot, and they made him feel very uncomfortable early in the game. And then he made some bad throws. Then the receivers kind of let him down too, mm-hmm. and dropped some passes. So all that culmination, they got into the mental psyche of the quarterback, and they kept getting after him. And Bortles can run, by the way. He's a pretty good runner, really good athlete for a big guy. So I thought they really got after him, and they consistently brought the pressure. I mean, from Arakpo to Landry, you name it, Morgan, Casey. I mean, you go to Austin. I mean, they all, made their, plays throughout the game defensively. Great team effort, but not great team win defensively. I mean, these are the details. When you start paying attention to the details when you play and not being individuals out there and trying to, let's say, go inside when you're supposed to have outside contain. Hey, well, you stay outside. You may act like you're going to go inside, but you know where your responsibility is, and that's outside. And I think those are the little things that make a difference in the game. A lot of people think that that's really small. Well, guess what? That got you to 4th-and-2. Guess what? Oh, the special teams then made a special team play on 4th-and-2. Game-changing play to then probably lead to a field goal that maybe, looking back on it, may have been the winning of the game.
Yeah. Blaine Bishop with us at BBishop23 on Twitter.
Blaine, we talked about this some in the post game last night, and it was Adoree Jackson as the punt returner, and maybe, I mentioned Nick Williams, and you said, you don't have the luxury on a roster of having a Darius Jennings who's the kick returner, but then, Nick Williams, you're the punt returner. You said, a guy like Darius Jennings or whoever it was, if Adoree's not going to do it, and maybe he's your late game, hero punt returner, but you really need somebody on the roster who can do both. That's the way NFL rosters are constructed.
Yeah, I completely agree with that philosophy. You know, a lot of people disagree with that, and I understand it because you want, you know, a dynamic, explosive player back there. But I'm a proponent on, especially Adoree Jackson, who is a phenomenal player and athlete, who can do some dynamic things when he gets the ball in his hands. But he's a guy also that's trying to improve and be a technician at defensive back. And I want him to improve at that first if I'm the coach. And then when we need him in clutch time, if we want a dynamic play, I can decide then if I want to use him or not use him. I think, you know, the fifth wide receiver or the third running back or, you know, someone else, a defensive back that doesn't play a lot, should be the guy back there on kick returns and punt returns. I just think that's where we're at in this day and age. Can't be just a special team guy and that's all you do. You have to be a special position guy. They can also do that to be on a roster to me at this point in time, the way the NFL is structured. And I'm just a firm believer of that. But, you know, hey, he got injured. Hopefully he'll be fine. But, you know, they're going to do, you know, what they think is best for the team. I'm just not a big proponent of that because I don't want my starting corner, my young starting corner, I'm getting the possibility of getting hurt. And the reason why I say that was a guy that ran down on special teams my rookie year.
Yeah.
And I know what I felt when I went down there and got him. I wanted to try to annihilate that kick returner. And I know those guys going down there now making way more money than I did are also trying to do the same thing. And and not even intentionally trying to hurt somebody. But that's your livelihood because if you're not on the roster, if you can't run down there and do something on special teams,
yeah.
It's survival. And so when you get down there, you're going to get down there with an attitude and you're going to hit with a purpose. And people don't understand when they're not, these guys are hitting with a purpose and the purpose is to hurt you. And it's to hit you as hard as they can. That's it.
It's the Blaine Bishop Bowl this Sunday. Both of your teams are playing, Eagles and Titans. This Titans team, though, you got to love the confidence that they bring in against the defending world champs.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting. A lot of hype. They'll be, you know, everybody's playing the Eagles now after them winning the Super Bowl. Deservedly so. Now, you know, everybody's going to be their A game. And I don't know if they're the same team or better or worse, but went to be in a second game. So as bad as that sounds, you know, that you know, you want to take down the champs. And until you do, you feel like you've arrived to a certain extent, even though it's the next year. So I look for the Titans, you know, to do really well. He's going to have a setback after starting just one game. He can't go out here and just perform and make it look just this easy. So far, man, he's making it look easy. He had a good performance this past week, and I look to see the Titans defense get after him. And we want to just give Schwartzy a nice homecoming, too, as well with a loss as the defensive coordinator of the Eagles.
Good stuff, Blaine, man. We'll be listening 6 to 10 tomorrow morning.
Yes.
All right, guys. All right. Appreciate it.
At B Bishop. Yep, at B Bishop 23 on Twitter.
I wanted to annihilate them.
Well, you said that in the post game yesterday. He goes, look, I was that guy. Yep. I know what I wanted to do to the punt returner. I know what I wanted to do.
Because you didn't have a roster spot.
Right.
I mean, yep.
So all those guys earned it, but all those guys, that's they want to hurt that guy. It's their livelihood.
He took a shot. He is electric in the open field, though.
Boogie woogie. He is.
That's true.